Nadan Yerushalmi, Cross Point to Nadan Bavli, Daf Memvov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yerzayin Amad Aleph, the beginning of the Perek HaShutvin. And that's the fifth Perek, and we're starting Daf Yerzayin Amad Aleph for the Mishnah. HaShutvin SheNodru Hanoya VeMiveh Asurim LeKaleh Slechotza. If each of two partners in a courtyard vowed not to benefit from the other, neither may enter the Chotza. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aimer v'nichnas l'sech shaloi v'nichnas l'sech shaloi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says they may enter because this one enters his portion and this one enters his portion. Shneim asurim melahamid rechayim v'tanur v'legadel tanagolim. Both are forbidden to set up in the chotza a mill or oven or to raise chickens. Ha'echem mehem muda mechavayu hanoya v'ikanas l'chotza. If only one of them was muda hanoya from his partner, he may not enter the chotza. Rabbi ben Yaakov aimer yochel hu lo imaloi b'sech shili ani nechnas v'ani nechnas b'sech shilcha. Rabbi ben Yaakov says he may enter because he can say, I entered my portion, I don't enter your portion. He forced the one who vowed to sell his portion. One say that every tefach is of both partners. Rezvan Yaakov says this one enters his and that one enters his. In the Chotza Chaluka, if the Chotza was divided with a divider, even Rabban agree that each may enter his portion. If one sold his portion to his partner, even Rezvan Yaakov agrees that the buyer may not enter. Because before the sale, he could enter, but it was crammed. Now, if he enters easily, he benefits from the sale. If they're stipulated amongst themselves to allow a mill, oven, or raising chickens, and they have the status of a partner, according to Chachomim, they are forbidden. The question is when they stipulated amongst themselves to pardon these. What does Rabbi ben Yaakov say? Baha taninan kaman lekech yeser meicher pachos ma amar Rabbi ben Yaakov. A Mishnah teaches that if one said, I will not benefit from Yisraelim, he buys from Yisrael for more and sells for less. What does Rabbi ben Yaakov say in this case? Baha taninan kaman lo yashilenu leisha memenu ma amar Rabbi ben Yaakov. And the Mishnah teaches that if one is mudah hanar from his friend, he may not lend to him or borrow from him. What does Rabbi ben Yaakov say in that case? And also, if a Mishnah teaches that if one is muda hanor from his friend, he may not sell to him or buy from him. Does Rabbi ben Yaakov agree? And the Mishnah teaches that if one is muda hanor from his friend and he lives him when he's sick, he must stand. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov said that he may not sit, lest he delay. Does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agree to that? Shneim asurim milahamid v'chayim v'tanur v'legadel tanagolim. Both are forbidden to set up in the chotza, a mill or oven, or to raise chickens, for the Mishnah. Nitzachar lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, v'masnisa ha-shutvin sh'nodru hanoya zemiveh, v'pnei sh'nodru hanoya zemiveh, ha'yam lo nodru hanoya zemiveh, stomam v'mevatrin elu le'el. Does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agree to this? Amisha teaches partners who vowed hanor from each other, because they vowed from each other, they are forbidden to sell the mill, etc. We infer that had they not vowed hanor from each other, some they pardoned to each other. Rabbi ben Yaakov permits every case of vitul in matters that people normally pardon to each other. Then you know without answering those questions. Taman taninan. Ilu tuam shishleim chazoka v'chulei. If a Mishnah says that the following matters do not have a chazaka, means putting animals, a mill or oven in a chotza, raising chickens or putting feces there to become fertilizer, even if a partner in the chotza tolerated them for a long time, he can retract and object. Yirmiyah says that the custom of partners is to pardon these to each other. Amar v'lozer hamagadel tan legoylin b'chotza, Rava says that if one raises chickens and a chazal is not his, this is a chazaka. And Rav Yosi v'yeus manashach. Rav Yosi supports that, well, this is correct, no matter what you'll see. Im yesh lo yirushus legadel haray gidel, im yinu rushus legadel haray hichzik. If you receive permission from the owner to raise, he raises. If he did not receive permission to raise, he has a chazaka. The owner's silence shows that he pardons him. Rav Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benaya, b'chol ashutfim ma'akrim ze'ezer b'chotza, putz min ha'kavisa m'fnei kovod d'mei shisho. Rav Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Benaya, said that partners can protest against each other about anything except for doing laundry due to the honor of b'nei shisho, because they're modest enough to go and launder by the river because their feet are exposed. And Rabbi Matanya, הדוד עד אמר, מוקרים שהנושם מחפשו יסם, מוקרים שהנושם מחפשים לבדו. ונתניה said, what you say is in a place where women launder, but in a place where men launder, then no. הדוד עד אמר, חוץ מן הכביסה בחוצה, בכל החוצה, בדלת אמס, ושתי דנשי, ממחי בידי. What you say that they can protest about anything except for laundry in the chotza is in almost all the chotza. Within four ambas of the protested house, he can protest. Im haya hamokim meshupa afil ba'ba amis, chavei mimchi hu biyadei du'oma, damalei at shafach hu afi legabi. If the place was sloped and the water will flow down to the protester, even within four ambas of the laundry's house, he can protest. He tells him, you spill when it comes to me. Ani b'mokim b'hatanu, mokim ha'kirayim, ein lehem chazoka, Vaisa says that the place of the oven and the place of the kirayim, which is a rectangular oven with place to rest two pots, they do not have a chazaka. If they have a cover on them, even any amount, they have a chazaka. Ama Rabbi Zeira, Ravad Kirui, Shemayel Latano. Rabbi Zeira says this is only if the cover is beneficial for the oven. Rabbi Yochanan Meshem Rianai, Hashutvim, Kreinim, Zemizer, Bachotza, Chayovim ze benizke ze. Yochanan and quoting of Yana, said the partners can acquire from each other in the chotza and they're liable for damage to each other. Amarabun bar kahana bar imed tzavur ve'ekne. Im tzavurim leikana adji telfil. Bun bar chia says they acquire from each other when he says, pile up the produce in the chotza and I'll acquire. But if they were already piled up, he doesn't acquire until he moves them. Zerich sheli ani nechnas v'lo b'zerich shelcha. Vat Amar Oifin, Reuven Yaakov says that he can say, I answer my portion and not yours. And you say that we force the one who made the miller to say his portion. El Hador is Amrit, El Hador, B'sich, Shel Chavircha, Ani Nechlas, Lel Sich, Shecha, Alea Koifin, Es Anoide, Shiyimkoch, Al Koi Boime, Aneasi, Alecha, Al Boime, Aneascha, Alai, Leibada. This is not said in this case, rather about the following Mishnah. Someone else was mudder from one of the partners, he may not enter the chalfa, whereas the Yaakov permits, because he can say, I enter your friend's portion, I don't enter your portion. He forced the one who made the nether to sell his portion when he said, Hanoya from me is forbidden to you, but if he said, Hanoya from you is a lie, forbidden to me, no, we don't force. We come now to halacha base. Oya echa min hashuk, mudder hanoya, me'echa min hanoya, lo yikanex lechalfa. Someone else, not one of the partners, was mudah nah. One of the partners, he may not enter the chotza. Rez ben Yaakov, bay me yochel loy malay b'sech shel chavercha ani nichnas, ini nichnas l'sech shelcha. Rez ben Yaakov permits because he can say, when I made an eder that I enter your friend's portion, I don't enter your portion. The Gemara says loy taninan koifin. The Gemara observes that it was not taught here that we force the neder to sell his portion only when he forbids his partner. Ani mevichia imhaya nidron koifin. Mevichia says in the Bais that if he was a chronic neider, he often forbids others to benefit from him, then we do force him, the Blazer say that when he forbids others. Du amalei asis kadmehi abdas lei kain. Dinaye va abdas lei kain mekan ve'elech oi shoi nidrich oi zovin chokech. His partner says to him, the first came and you did so to him. The second came and you did so to him. From now onwards, commit your neder or sell your portion. Now halacha gimel, עמוד הנאי מחביב רבי יש לבי, שאומר חרד ובית הבד מוזכרים, if one is mud and off a friend and the friend has a bath house or olive press or anything else, ויש לה בהן תפיסת יד, also אין את בהן תפיסת יד מוד. The friend has תפיסת יד which means to share the revenue, and the mud may not use it. If he has no תפיסת יד, then he's permitted. האם לחביב הכהנים לביתך, שאין לי נכנס, סותחו שאין לי לקח, מייס, או שמוכן לאחר מוד. I said to his friend, "Koinim, your house I will not enter, or your field that I will not buy it. Yeah, if your owner died or sold them to another, then he's permitted to enter or buy it. The buyer there, she'ini nechnas, father there, she'ini lekeach, meis oishemachon laacher also. If he said, "Koinim, this house I will not enter it, or this field I will not buy it," if he died or sold them, he's forbidden. And the Gemara says, "Kama he tvisis yad emachvis ulishlish levir." I'm going to ask how much is 2/5 yard. It's at least a half, a third, or a quarter.